The next patient is Kathy Bigelow. The last name is B-I-G-E-L-O-W. Kathy, K-A-T-H-Y. This is a clinical case of a 64-year-old white female that has a single kidney. And come to the office with a laboratory workup that was done on March 1st, 2023. The serum creatinine is 1.1. The estimated GFR is 56. And the patient doesn't have proteinuria, period. Number two, the patient has elevation of the parathyroid gland. However, there is no evidence of hypercalcemia. Number three, in the level of 125, the dehydrocalciferol, 125 dehydrocalciferol is with a normal range. The patient, the following number, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension that is under control, blood pressure 105 over 69. Following number, the patient is overweight. The changes in the diet are extremely important. Antioxidants are extremely important. Gluten-free is also important, even more when she was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. Currently treated with carbidopa, levodopa, 25-100, one tablet four times a day. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease. On Pepsi. Following number, the patient has a single kidney renal agenesis, A-G-E-N-E-S-I-S, an incomplete ureterovaginal prolapse. Reevaluation in 6 months with laboratory workup. The next patient is Moises Serrano. The last name is S-E-R-R-A-N-O. Clinical case of a 61-year-old Hispanic male that is followed in the office because of the presence of chronic kidney disease stage 4 associated to FSGS perihilar type, as well as nephrosclerosis associated to the hypertension. The patient had been referred to the nursing department of the dialysis company to teach him the different modalities of therapy. However, there was no answer when they called them several times. When I interview the patient, he says that he's not ready for that yet. The last laboratory workup that was done on April the 26th of 2023 in the comprehensive metabolic profile, the serum creatinine is 3.3, the estimated GFR is 20 mL per minute, the potassium is 3.9, the CO2 is 22, the chloride 107, and the sodium is 141, period. Number two, the patient has anemia, hemoglobin is 11.5, hematocrit 34.3, that is normocytic, normochromic, and it's associated to the CKD. Following number, the patient has arterial hypertension that is out of control, despite the fact that the patient is taking metoprolol 100 milligrams POBID, and irbesartan 150 milligrams POBID. The patient was prescribed bumetanide 1 milligram on daily basis because the diastolic blood pressure is 100. The main problem with Mr. Serrano is that he feels well, and when the blood pressure comes down, he feels weak, and he quit taking the medications. I advise him to be constant because it's in his best interest. Following number. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia and he's taking atorvastatin 40 milligrams every day. Following number, the patient will be checked for hyperuricemia during the next appointment. I have to point out that the patient has been losing weight. He has lost 6 pounds, and currently the BMI is 29.8. At this point, we are going to continue the observation, and we are going to check him in a couple of months with laboratory workup. Period paragraph, we spend 8 minutes evaluating the laboratory, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.